This afternoon, financial aid counselors all over Arkansas will be helping prospective college students find money to help pay for education. The sessions, free and open to the public, will be from 2 until 4 this afternoon. Locations include Springdale High School, Rogers High School, Arkansas Tech University in Ozark, the Baldor Conference Center on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus, and Silas Hunt Hall on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. This week, Ozark's at-large's Kyle Kellums talked with Denise Burford, a financial aid counselor with the University of Arkansas, and Kim Smith, the Director of Education and Workforce Development for the Northwest Arkansas Council, about College Goals Sunday. Denise says part of the mission is to eradicate mysteries surrounding financial aid for higher learning.
That it's difficult, it's arduous, it's long, that I won't get any money because my parents make too much. And honestly, it's kind of like doing a 1040 EZ.
Really?
Right. I had a student a couple of years ago who had not done her own tax return before. And I said, you've done a FAFSA for a couple years. And she said, okay. She came back a couple weeks later. She said, you're right. The EZ was kind of like doing my FAFSA. So the reverse is true.
So let's take each of those myths. The first one, that there is no money. Mm-hmm. There is?
It's not, the federal program isn't as big as people think it might be, but all students qualify for at least the loans. And then we want to make sure that if you're eligible for a Pell Grant, free money, that you are getting that free money.
And you've already addressed that it is not difficult.
Right.
How many forms are there potentially? Because if you qualify, if the household income is such, you can fill out the Pell Grant form? Or is it a one form sort
it's
of?
It's one form for everybody. If you're eligible, everybody's eligible for loans. And the money, even if you don't need the money up front, but you need it later in the semester or for the summer, you can get it quickly if you already have the free application for federal student aid finished. And then the other financial aid comes after that a little bit. A lot of scholarships want you to have the FAFSA on file to see, and sometimes this happens for you late in the semester even for a current student. They've got extra money, a little scholarship somebody just sent in or somebody didn't come back in the spring semester. And if you don't have a FAFSA, they don't know if you have need-based room to have that scholarship. So you're out of the running even though you were a good student that qualified academically for it.
And this word you keep using, FAFSA?
Right.
What does that?
It's the free application for federal student aid. So never use a .com. Always use a .gov, G-O-V, website to complete it. If someone wants to charge you to complete the application, essentially you have to give them so much information that you could have had it done much quicker yourself. And they're not doing anything. They're not getting you any more money than you would have done, been able to do if you had done the application.
That's good to know. Kim, this is not something that the Northwest Arkansas Council officially sponsors, but it goes hand in hand with a lot of the things that the council wants to see happen.
It does. Kyle, you know that the council is not only concerned with meeting the challenges of the present, but also positioning the region for opportunities of the future. The key to that for us at the council is education. The Milken Institute, for example, just released a report that stated that an additional year of education for a region's workforce will not only result in a higher salary for those workers, but it will also result in an increased GDP for the region by 10%. So we want to make sure that we take advantage of that opportunity. And programs like this position us not only for the present to meet the present need of students and families in the region, but also position us to take advantage of those opportunities in the future.
Well, that's a good point, because it's not just for four-year colleges, this federal money. It can apply to some technical schools, even beauty schools, some other institutions that are certifications or two-year schools can get federal money. You can get federal money to go to those schools.
What information should you have when you
come to College Goal Sunday? If you haven't completed your tax return, you can bring us a copy of your tax return. But if you haven't, then you would need copies of your income, like your W-2s or 1099s or any income that wasn't taxed. You would need Social Security numbers for parents and student. You would need and have to have a knowledge of what's in your checking account and your savings account as of the date that you fill out the FAFSA. And then the last piece would maybe be assets. If you have a second home, a farm that you're not living on, or something that you could liquidate, an asset, then we need knowledge of that.
If you don't have knowledge of the forms, though, that's part of this goal. There will be people there to help you.
Right, exactly. We'll have counselors on hand and people that work with this stuff every day that can help you. And also, particularly in Arkansas, if you're an Arkansas resident, we'll help you fill out the state aid application for the Arkansas Lottery. It's called the Lottery Scholarship.
Yes,
it's officially the Academic Challenge.
Kyle, if I can say something, because I think that's an important part in regards to the Lottery Scholarship. Because that does a couple of things. Over the last few years, Washington and Benton County had the second and third largest total of scholarship recipients in the state. We want to make sure that that continues. In addition to that, what folks don't sometimes think about is it does provide some additional support or provide support, continued support for our local colleges and universities. So we want to make sure that we keep the number of total recipients in Washington and Benton County and throughout Northwest Arkansas at a very high level. It not only affects the families and those students, but it also has an impact on our local campuses, and we want to make sure that we show them that support as well. So I think that's very key when we look at, you know, getting involved with the scholarships program, the financial aid program, and College Goal Sunday.
And then there's the thought that it can be too late. We're in March.
Correct.
And that's not the case.
Not the case for state aid and federal aid. State aid, the application is due June 1st. And that's the state application, your high school transcripts and your test scores, and the FAFSA has to be done by then. But federal financial aid, a student can apply and receive their federal financial aid all the way through the end of classes, even in our case at the University of Arkansas, through this next summer of 14.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
As long as you're in class, we can help you get your financial aid. Maybe your bill has been paid before that.
But you could retroactively.
Exactly. And you would receive a refund with any aid that doesn't need to be applied to your bill.
I once talked to an attorney, and he said the reason he loved his job is because he gave people relief. There was an exhale
right.
at the end. I imagine financial aid can be like that.
I love it. I love it. I love the black and white of the federal aid, the regulation, the background, but I love helping people understand what's out there for them, understanding the whole college process, not just financial aid. Mm-hmm. That's another thing with this College Goal Sunday. The people on hand can answer a lot of questions just to help you ease your mind about starting back to school or starting school for the first time, ease the parents' mind, students' mind. We're there for a lot of information.
Neither of you may know the answer to this yet, but sequestration, is that going to have an effect on the federal funds available?
I'm sure it will, but the word we're getting so far is we don't know.
We don't. We don't have any idea at the moment. But you know, one important part, and I think we sort of hinted at this, is we know that education is the best opportunity for families and students to move out of poverty into the
right.
middle class.
Right.
This is a small portion, but a very important part of making that happen. And so we want to make sure that all families gather the information they need, see the experts on March 10th on Sunday at those three locations, Springdale, Rogers, and at the U of A, fill out those forms, and let's begin to change the trajectory of maybe what has happened historically in their families.
Kim Smith is the Director of Education and Workforce Development for the Northwest Arkansas Council. Denise Burford is a financial aid counselor with the University of Arkansas. They talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about College Goal Sunday. It's this afternoon from 2 until 4 at several locations in the region. You can find the nearest location by going to arcollegegoalsunday.org.